welcome to the Whoa, That's Good podcast. I am so excited. It's Sadie Robb here, and I cannot wait for this whole series and just what this podcast is going to look like. Basically, it was all inspired by this event my mom and I were at, and we just got asked this question: what's the best piece of advice you've ever been given? And I went on to say this advice that my great-grandma had given me, that you're not kind because other people are kind to you. You are kind because you are a kind person. And really, right after I said that, my mom just said, "Whoa, that's good." And everybody in the crowd just kind of laughed. And my mom and I realized that every time we say something, we both go, "Whoa, that's good," if it's really good. And if it's not very good, we're just like, "Okay, we might should think about that one for a little bit longer." And so this just kind of sparked in my head, you know, I'm sure that there's all these people that we've received a lot of advice from, people who inspire us in the spotlight. Maybe they're pastors, writers, maybe they're on TV. Just these familiar faces that we're all inspired by. And I was like, I wonder who inspired them. And I wonder what piece of advice they've been given that kind of shaped their life. And so that's kind of the journey we're going to go on. We're going to ask these major influencers, what's the best piece of advice that you have been given? And just get to hear kind of the backstory of their life. So I have a feeling it's going to be really good. And I guess we'll just see how this goes. We'll journey it together. For the first interview, I could not be more excited because this is one of my very favorite people in the whole world. It is Bob Goff. I'm sure he is no stranger to y'all. If not a real friend, I'm sure you've heard of him just from his book, Love Does, or his new book, Everybody Always. Bob is one of the most incredible people. He is a man who truly reflects the heart of Jesus. He is a friend to anyone. He is an encourager. He is the most spontaneous person I've ever met in my life, and I can't wait for you guys to get to know Bob a little more. So let's dive right in, because I know there's going to be a lot of good nuggets. All right, welcome to the Whoa, That's Good podcast. Today I am super excited because Bob Goff is with us. Welcome, Bob, to Whoa, That's Good.
Million. I'm stoked to be on with you.
Okay, so this is super fun for me because the question of the Whoa, That's Good podcast is, what's the best piece of advice you've ever been given? But the cool thing about this one is that, Bob, I don't even think you know this, but in the notes on my phone, like the notes section, I have a whole page literally just for advice that I've been given from you. It's like the Bob Goff advice page. And it's everything you've ever said to me, literally in passing, or just simple things that have stuck with me. And you just have no idea how much your advice has influenced my life. So I'm really intrigued, and I can't wait to know what advice has really impacted your own life.
Hey, I'll tell you, this movie, Christopher Robin, Sweet Marie and I went to see it last night, and I have a new favorite thing. This was what Winnie the Pooh told him. He said, "I always get to where I'm going by walking away from where I've been." Isn't that beautiful?
That is beautiful. Come on, Winnie the Pooh.
I know. Go Pooh Bear. But one of the things that I think is true is that we need to be super picky about whose advice that we're given. And mm-hmm. So the people that I think have influenced me the most aren't people who told me what to do, but they told me who I was. Just reminded me of the man that I'm turning into. Maybe there are mm-hmm. people that have reminded you of the woman that you're becoming. And mm-hmm. and then it isn't just blowing sunshine at us. They see something, kind of like Jesus did in Peter. They see something that we don't always see in ourselves. And so it isn't flattery. It isn't just an encouraging, happy face. It's saying, "I see who you're becoming." And then they give observations. They say, "Let me give you an example." Mm-hmm. Like, "I've seen you in a desert in Somalia do courageous things." Mm-hmm. And so that is much better than giving you an opinion or some advice that I think you should be courageous. Yeah. I've already grown by somebody who said, "This is what I've seen in you." And so you and I could go for an hour about the things that I've seen in you, courage and strength. And it's one thing to do a strength bombardment and say these words about people. But then if you could back them up with a story to say, "Remember the time," Wow. That's where it really gets good. That's why I write everything down. And that, I don't think, was advice from somebody. I think I just haven't met very many old people that remember more.
That's true.
They remember it wrong, but they don't remember more.
Y'all know I love a good story. I love hearing about a story, listening to a story, and there are so many unforgettable stories and characters out there, and Audible is here to help you discover all of them. Audible is the home of storytelling and lets you enjoy all of your audio entertainment in one simple, convenient app. They offer an amazing selection of audiobooks from every genre, like bestsellers, new releases, memoirs, mysteries, business, and more. There's always something new to discover along with your old favorites. If you're a thrill seeker, Audible is the place for you. Their selection of mystery and thriller titles, plus highly anticipated new releases, will keep your heart racing month after month. And Audible's next listen recommendation means that there's always something that you'll love at your fingertips. Audible members get full access to a growing selection of included audiobooks, Audible originals, and even podcasts. You can download or stream them wherever you would like and whenever you would like. Plus, members can pick one title every month from the entire catalog to keep. With thousands of titles, you'll definitely find something you love all in one convenient app so that you can listen anywhere, anytime. So if you're into the whole crime mystery thing, my sister actually just told me about a title called The Last Thing He Told Me by Laura Dave. And I gotta be honest, I'm not really into these kind of things because I get too scared too easily. And she was like, no, it will not scare you. You will love it. You'll be so into it. So I guess that's gonna be my next listen. So new members can try Audible now for free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/woe or text woe, W-H-O-A to 500-500. That's audible, A-U-D-I-B-L-E .com/woe or just text woe to 500-500 to try Audible for free for 30 days. Go check it out, friends.
Yeah. And so I'm just like, if that's the direction I'm headed someday when I'm 104. And so I want to write it all down, whether it's something that Winnie the Pooh said last night in a theater, or you said in a desert in Somalia, or someone in power that had just failed terribly. I think these people that give observations, this is what I've seen in my life. That's why I teach a class on failure at Pepperdine Law School. I bring all these third year law students in, and I just bring all my friends who've screwed up.
Oh my gosh.
So you're invited. Bring your biggest screw up.
Hey, Sadie. That's just awesome. I would love to. That's
so
awesome.
So I think that's it. I think we all want the same thing. It's love and purpose and connection and a couple authentic relationships. And so you need to get past a chunk of fear, and you need to get past being worried that you'll be misunderstood, because following Jesus means being constantly misunderstood.
Yeah.
I'm not aiming for that, and I know you aren't, but it's just going to happen along the way. And so it's just not a big deal for me. That's just Tuesday.
It's so true. Man, that's so good.
Wednesday's coming.
Wow. I love that in the midst of like literally 3 minutes, you've already given me so much good advice while sharing the advice you've been given. And that's really powerful. One of like my favorite things about learning from you, I think, is that you're constantly learning. And every time I see you, there's like something new that God's been teaching you or something new that Winnie the Pooh said. And I guess I want to ask, like, how do you always keep that spirit of like, I guess a learner? How are you like so teachable? Maybe was it something in your life that you just realized, wow, like you never have it figured out? Or I don't know, like what advice would you give for that? Because I feel like a lot of people, they just get to this point where they think like they know it all in their field or their situation. And that's so limiting to our life. So I'd love for you to touch on that a little bit.
Yeah, two thoughts. I saw this a lot in my grandparents. They were just curious about everything. My grandfather was a fireman on the docks in San Francisco Bay. He worked the graveyard shift, and he never put out a fire.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't even know if he knew how to. But he was really, really curious about everything, and I just got the bug. Did you know a banana is a berry and a strawberry isn't?
Wait, what?
Yeah, check it out. But if you're curious about everything, then you'll be curious about your faith. You'll be more curious about what your friends are thinking about than what you're thinking about. You'll be curious about somebody you disagree with to say like, oh, wow, I bet they're just as insecure as me.
That's so true.
They're just expressing it in a really wonky way. But to just, instead of feeling like you're Jesus's lawyer, that you just engage in this thing with this belief that all together we make one really cool, well-adjusted person.
Yeah.
But it just takes all of us, even the ones that we disagree with, the ones that are insensitive or say lame things. Mm-hmm. And if you want a report card on your faith, you go on a report card on how you're living your life, see how you're treating the people you disagree with the most. Mm, like the wow. Continue to be curious. Acts 1:1 said that this guy Theophilus, he says, look for convincing proofs that Jesus is still alive. And so sometimes what I'll do is I'll like look at people who are saying or doing stupid things, and I'm like, dang, I think it's going to take me looking a little harder. But not giving them the hairy eyeball, but just say, I just be curious and say, like, I wonder where that comes from. Yeah. And so that's what I do. I just write down everything. I bet I send myself 100 emails a day. Isn't that great?
Oh my gosh, that's great.
Yeah, you've said things. I've written them down. I just say, like, wow. I actually want to go and revisit that. And I haven't had a quiet time in 20 years. Mine are super loud. What I'll do is I'll take everything I wrote down the day before and I'll say, you know, it sounds right, but is it actually true?
Oh, wow. That's so good.
Because there's a bunch of stuff. If anybody gives you advice that rhymes, run. But if somebody says things,
that's so good.
True. So just be curious when somebody says something to say, I'm actually going to circle back to this idea from Winnie the Pooh. Like, you know, is it where I'm going or where I've been? And I go like, actually, I've seen that sometimes in scripture. I'm not looking for topics to talk about. I think there's just, I want these things to be just spinning that idea of like dwelling on Christ, like that idea, whether faith is a big deal for your listener or not. Like, I just like, I'm trying to dwell on these right things. Yeah. And part of the way to get there is be curious. I think that people, if you've seen somebody that like looks really old and isn't living an inspired life, I think it isn't because they're really old. I think it's because they stopped being curious.
Wow. Whew. That was so good. Wow. That's so true. One of my favorite things that you've said to me, and we were actually in the desert in Somalia, and you just looked at me and you said that thing that you say about, and I might say this wrong, that's why I definitely want you to hit on it, but it was the whole idea of holding on to your 10-year-old self or 10 years younger than yourself or something in 10 years kind of to where you're going. So like 10 years older than you, but then your 10-year-old self. And I loved how you explained it to me. And I know I just totally butchered that, but it meant a lot. And it really kind of helped form this idea in my head of kind of keeping that spirit, like that childlike faith, but then also keep the wisdom of like where I want to be. And so I would love for you to share that with us if you don't mind.
Oh yeah. I think you nailed it like a boss. I think so I'm 59. So I've spent a lot of time, and some of my best advice comes from like 69-year-old Bob. And 69-year-old Bob, I don't have any grandkids yet, but I hope he has dozens of them.
Yes, we're believing.
I hope they're all 9 years old. So one of the things that I'm doing is like, what is this next version of me? So if you're listening and you're 18, think of this 28-year-old version of you, and what does she want? What does he want? But don't forget the 10-year-old version of you. Mm-hmm. So what happens sometimes is we lose that childlike faith, mm-hmm. and we trade it for being childish.
We start
For thinking about what a raw deal we got, and we stop being courageous because we're thinking about how unfair everything is. And I'm not looking for fair in things. I'm looking for Jesus in things, and be like, continue to look for convincing proofs that he's alive. And what I keep praying is the big prayers, and what God keeps sending is great friends. But ask your friends, say, what's the 10-year-old version? Even bring a picture of you when you were 10. Yes. Just say, like, this is little Bobby Goff. He couldn't even spell the word cat. But the crazy thing is I'm 59. I can barely spell the word cat. So you'll see a lot of similarity, but you'll just delight in those things. But don't let those be impediments for you. I write books. There's this thing Jesus made called spell check. Like, literally.
That is so accurate.
I know, right? So to not over-identify with your failures. Yes. I'm right back. Ooh, walking away from where I've been. I'm not 10-year-old little Bobby Goff anymore with all of his hangups. I've traded that for different fears and different hangups. But the person that is my best coach would be 10 years older than me. So if you're 18 and you're having boy problems or girl problems or relationship problems, say, what would the 10-year-old version, 10 years older than me version? I think they'd be a lot more calm about it.
Yeah.
They would, like, they would whisper to you the words that Sweet Marie and I live by, that's 100% kindness, 0% drama. And so
good.
I would say that would be like a great way to guide your life, because if you have a lot of drama in a relationship, what makes for a great TV show will make for a lousy life.
That is true.
You don't want all this drama to say, like, let's just go with kindness.
Yeah.
And if drama keeps drowning out kindness, you know who would tell you that in simpler words? 10-year-old version of you.
Yeah.
Like this little Sadie would say, like, you know what? I just want to play nice with people.
Yeah, that's so good. Wow. Oh my gosh. Okay, you're blowing my mind. One of the things that keeps coming up in what you say is just that invitation. Like, you're always inviting people in your life. And, you know, I think that from hearing you, I would say probably because you also invite people's failures into your life, so you're not as afraid of other people seeing you fail, because you have such a beautiful perspective of that human aspect and what Jesus has done, and you really welcome that in. I love, because how we met is literally from an invitation that you gave our family to come to Canada with, like, out knowing anything, and it becomes a retreat on, like, saying yes before you know what is about to happen. Like, how crazy. But you're always inviting. You invited us to Somalia, and I just would love to talk about just how you welcome people in and invite people, because I feel like that's probably a huge reason as to why you are, like, an overflow of wisdom, an overflow of stories and adventure and people and what you learn. And so just the importance on having that invitation that you always give, like, I don't know, I'd just love for you to talk more about that and what that looks like for you, because that has impacted me hugely just from receiving invitations from you.
Yeah, there's a big difference between being invited somewhere and being welcomed when you get there, right?
It's true, yeah.
Invited somewhere where you weren't welcome, and they're like, we're so glad you're here. They're shaking their heads side to side. So people know that, whether it's in church or wherever. We don't say everybody's invited if you're not going to welcome them when they get there, because it'd be better if you didn't invite them.
Ooh, that's
but
good.
I think that our friendships are galvanized when we do stuff together. Mm-hmm. And it's not a business trip. It's an adventure. And that's why when Jesus asked people to come along, he wouldn't tell them where they were staying, what they were doing. He gave them an invitation. If you need a bunch of details, it means you're not coming.
That's so how you roll. I love it.
I like how you get on zero information. You just said yes. And because the greatest things that we do always involve tremendous risk. If this idea of being comfortable sometimes is inconsistent with growing in these beautiful ways. And so I just love inviting people along and then kind of latching it down with an adventure. Like, let's just go do something. You could go to frozen yogurt, but just, like, go do something. I'll give you an example. I was bringing a trailer up to Canada, and I'm easily distracted. I'm like that dog in Up.
That's awesome.
So I put the trailer on the back of the car. I'm driving up the highway. And have you ever had that thing where you think, did I turn off the oven? Did I lock the door? I couldn't remember putting the latch on the trailer.
Oh, no.
And so instead of slamming on the brakes, I just kind of coasted off to the side and checked. The trailer was not latched to the car. And I was one bump in the road away from having that trailer pass me in the fast lane. Sounds like one of your brother's stories.
It does, actually.
Doesn't it? So one of the things that I'm trying to do with my friends and with people that I come across is to put a latch in it. And the best way to put a latch on it is to go do something, to say, let's go do something. Instead of telling me your opinion, let's share an experience. Then we have, like, a really terrific base to talk about. Remember when.
Wow.
That's why we've all experienced great friendships, is we put a latch on it because we did an experience together.
That's so cool. That's awesome. Man, it's so cool to ask this question of, like, all the things that I see you do that I'm like, I want to hear more about that. And just your heart and your mindset behind it is absolutely beautiful and so reflects Jesus. And I'm like, gosh, it just all points to the goodness of Jesus. Jesus. And that's really, really cool. The last thing I'll ask you about is, because this is another piece of advice you gave me that I have really tried to install in my life, and it's the whole sync up. And you can kind of talk about it, but I love how you just talk about how sometimes in life you just kind of have to sync up, to give yourself a little clap and sync up to where you're going. Do you mind hitting on that? Because I think it's so good.
No, I'd love to. You spend a lot more time with people with those little clapboards in the movies where they say, for me, it'd be like take 1,000. You'd be like take two. But what they do is that little clapper, it spikes the audio. And so when they go back to edit, there's a little spike in the audio, and the audio and the video are synced up. So you don't have one of those weird things where your mouth is moving, but the audio is a little bit behind it, because it's just really distracting. Mm-hmm. And I think that the same thing is true in our lives. Mm-hmm. Sometimes my audio track, what I'm saying, my video track, what I'm actually doing, are different. And so what I'll do, the poor man's like one of those black and white clappers, is just clap your hands.
Yes. Right?
And I'll just, if you see me up on stage and I clap my hands together, it's me saying, Bob, sync it up.
Sync it up. I just love that. I think that so many times we do that. It's like what we're saying is totally not in line with what our actions are, or what we're actually doing is totally not in line with what we're saying, and you just kind of have to stop and sync up. And sometimes we don't, and we just spiral out of control, when instead we just literally need to take a minute to say, wait a second, where did we go in the last 10 seconds or 10 minutes or 10 years?
And there's no judgment in that. There's a, you know, and the overarching thing for everything we've talked about is that you know why you're doing what you're doing. You have these traditions, these routines, these little circuit breakers in your life. Me clapping my hands to say, you know what, I just told you about the guy I wish I was, the guy I hope I'm becoming someday. I'm not telling you about the man I am right now. And that was Ananias' problem and Sapphira's problem. They were like talking about the people they hope to be. They hope to be super generous. They just weren't there yet. And so I think God never had a problem with people who were confused. He had a problem with people who were faking it, that they were faking they were different than where they actually were. And so I'm just like, that's been great. So you'll see me clapping a lot. It's like a standing ovation. I just catch myself and say, like, actually, sync it up. Oh, you know the latest thing? You got to come with us. You go on all the best adventures.
Yes.
We started about 4 or 5 months ago a school in Afghanistan.
No way. Okay, wait. Sign me up. I'm going.
What could possibly go wrong?
What could possibly?
Next trip is back to meet with 100 leaders. And so that idea, I don't know how it'll turn out. All they got is an invitation. You know what they said? Yes.
Yes. I love it. I love it.
So it's like that idea of figure out how God wired you. Like, are you like a detail person? And that's terrific. Mm-hmm. Or are you like a let's build the plane while we're flying it person? That's who you are. I know you. And so figure out how God wired you. Figure out the man or woman that you want to be. Sync it up. Just forgetting what's behind you, walking away from where you've been, and head towards where you're going. And that's a beautiful thing. But bring that 10-year-old with you everywhere you go.
Wow.
And listen to what that 10-year-old has to say, that younger, simpler person. And if faith is a big deal for you, make your faith simple, but don't you dare make it easy, because it ain't easy. These things we're talking about, it's really difficult. It'll actually take you your whole life to figure it out. And so sync it up as you're doing it.
Wow, that's beautiful. Bob, you're amazing. Thank you so much for sharing all of your insight. And I know you just had a new book come out, Everybody Always. Everybody needs to get that book. And also Love Does. If you haven't read it, you got to get it. Everything he just said is exactly how this man lives. And his book gives you even more of the gold that he brings out. So thank you, Bob. You're amazing. Thanks for spending time with us.
Loved everybody over there.
Yes, we love you.
See ya.
Bye. So I'm really excited about how we're going to end every show, because before I go out and give a lot of people all the advice I have. I always like to call my mom and try to, you know, run a few things by her first. Make sure it sounds good. And normally when I get the, whoa, that's good, that's like my go. I'm going to go share it on stage. I'm going to run with this. But then, you know, sometimes, you know, the advice just kind of misses it, if you know what I'm saying. And that's when I get the, whoa, that's bad. You need to think about that for a little bit longer. And so at this part of the show, we're going to get you guys involved. So we want you to send in hashtag whoa, that's good, or hashtag whoa, that's bad, with your best piece of advice and your worst piece of advice. And at this part of the podcast, I'm going to call my mom, super spontaneous, Lord knows where this is going to go, and we're going to run through y'all's advice with her and see what a mother's heart would have to say about it.
Hey, girlfriend.
Hey, mom. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. I actually just got off the phone with Bob Goff, our favorite person. And
awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome. He gave some super solid advice. He actually went off of the Winnie the Pooh movie, which,
aww,
of course he did. He's like, can take advice from anything.
I can't wait to hear it. Love him.
It's going
to
be awesome. Okay, so the fans sent in some, you know, pieces of advice, and I think that what we should do is categorize them into whoa, that's good, or whoa, that is bad advice, all right? Okay, so okay. I'm just going to throw it out up for discussion. We can just talk about it. Okay, first one, I'm really interested in what your response is going to be to this one. Don't tell your parents.
What?
Whoa,
that is definitely bad.
That's good. I'm just kidding. That's bad.
That is bad. I programmed you to have to tell me everything.
That is true. I actually can't not tell you. It is like you have a lie detector test on me. Like, it's like the Wonder Woman thing where she like ropes them. And if I don't tell you anything but the truth, like, I actually can't. I can't go on with my day. I can't.
All part of my plan.
No,
I think it's important for you to tell your parents things because your parents have wisdom that they can give you. If you don't tell them, then they can't give you that wisdom that they have, that they've learned from all their years of experience. So
that's
definitely
true.
Tell your parents things.
Because what everybody needs to understand is that your mama was 21 at one point as well. And
exactly.
Thank you for being relatable, Mom. Okay, next one. This to me could swing either way. One time my doctor told me to put my sandwich down in between bites. I mean, I know that's hard. It could be perceived as bad advice because how hard would it be to put your sandwich down in between every bite? But at the same time, it was probably intended for good advice, you know?
That one could go either way. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I feel like you would kind of look like a robot if you were eating with somebody and you're
so
like,
true.
Sandwich up, sandwich down.
That's so true.
I look weird.
That's
but
really cool,
if your
though.
Intended consequence is to like slow down when you eat.
Yeah,
that's a good thing. And maybe like, you know, if you're having a conversation with somebody, you put your sandwich down and talk a little bit. Then that's in the middle. Somewhere.
Whoa, that's impressive because not many times can it swing good and bad. And the really crazy thing is, actually, I get her feeling because she actually put "whoa, that's bad." That was her hashtag. And when I was at the nutritionist the other day, the woman literally tells me between every bite, I need to take a deep breath. I was like, woman, how in the world, if I'm eating a pizza, do you expect me to stop and go inhale, exhale? This ain't gonna happen. Okay, last one. Let's see. Get a good mentor. I'm gonna say that's great advice.
Whoa, that is definitely good advice.
Whoa.
I love that. I love that you have so many amazing mentors. I've seen that has been a huge impact in your life and in mine as well, of course. But mm-hmm. I love it as a mama to see you getting mentors and getting wisdom from so many awesome women. So I think that is very good advice.
Hey, I like that. Whoa, that's good. Well, this has been fun. I think we've given a lot of good and exposed a lot of bad advice. So, Mama, thank you for all of your wisdom.
Anytime.
All right, I'll call you back later.
All right, love you, girly.
Love you, bye.
Love it.
Thanks so much for listening to the Whoa, That's Good podcast. We got a lot of good nuggets today. Don't forget to follow me on all the social media platforms I'm on. Instagram, I'm @LegitSadieRob. Twitter, Sadie Robb, and follow our Live Original Instagram. Also, I'm Sadie Robertson on Facebook. Head over to liveoriginal.com and subscribe to this podcast. And while you're there, you can see the tour dates that I'm coming to a city near you. Don't forget, please leave comments in the iTunes section and leave reviews. This podcast is produced by Steve Strout and Peter Hartzell, so a huge shout out to them and a thank you to my LO team. You guys are the best. We love y'all and we appreciate you listening. I'll see y'all soon.